God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and a message when people get in the way. The encouraging word. It happens on occasion, and sometimes we're the ones getting in the way. Let's study the word together and know that we're here for you to encourage you at 866-899-WORD or online at theencouragingword.org. Now, Dr. Don Wilton. The encouraging.
I'm going to ask you to open your Bibles this morning to the book of Acts and chapter 19. I'm very deeply anxious to share this word with you today. God spoke to me personally so much through what I read and began to understand by the Holy Spirit as He began to speak to my own heart and my own life. I just want you to know that today. It's an incredible account. We're in Acts chapter 19, and I'm going to begin at verse 23. About that time, there arose no little disturbance concerning the way. For a man named Demetrius, a silversmith, who made silver shrines of Artemis, brought no little business to the craftsmen. These he gathered together with the workmen in similar trades, and he said, "Men, you know that from this business we have our wealth. And you see and hear that not only in Ephesus, but in almost all of Asia, that this Paul has persuaded and turned away a great many people, saying that gods made with hands are not gods. And there is danger, not only to this trade of ours, that may come into disrepute, but also that the temple of the great goddess Artemis may be counted as nothing, and she may even be deposed from her magnificence, she whom all Asia and the world worship." Now when they heard this, they were enraged and were crying out, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians!" So the city was filled with confusion, and they rushed together in the theater, dragging with them Gaius and Aristarchus, Macedonians who were Paul's companions in travel. But when Paul wished to go in among the crowd, the disciples would not let him. And even some of the Asiarchs, who were the high-ranking officers of the province of Asia, who were friends of his, sent to him and were urging him not to venture into the theater. Now some cried out one thing and some another, for the assembly was in confusion, and most of them did not know why they had come together. Some of the crowd prompted Alexander, whom the Jews with his hand wanted to make a defense of the crowd. But when they recognized that he was a Jew, for about 2 hours they all cried out with one voice, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians!" Now when the town clerk had quieted the crowd, he said, "People of Ephesus, who is there that does not know that the city of the Ephesians is the temple keeper of the great Artemis and of the sacred stone that fell from the sky? Seeing then that these things cannot be denied, you ought to be quiet and do nothing rash. For you have brought these men here who are neither sacrilegious nor blasphemers of our goddess. If, therefore, Demetrius and the craftsmen with him have a complaint against anyone, go to the law courts, and there are proconsuls. Let them bring charges against one another. But if you seek anything further, it shall be settled in the regular assembly. For we are really in danger of being charged with rioting today, since there's no cause that we can give to justify the commotion." And when he had said this, he dismissed the assembly. Now, after the uproar had ceased, Paul sent for the believers. And after he encouraged them, he went on his way, departing for Macedonia. May the Lord write this word in our hearts today. An amazing story, isn't it? Right here in the Bible. Why would God want us to have to deal with a reaction like this by a group of people when it would seem that the message of the gospel was so designed to make people whole? Why such antagonism? We're encountering this, it would seem to me, from one city to the next, don't you think? And we know that it's not over. We know that the same opposition followed Paul and all the believers, even to Paul's death and beyond, and even today. The Bible is very clear that when Paul shared the love of Christ, that there rose a great disturbance right there in the heart of Ephesus concerning the way. When people get in the way of the way, what are you and I to do about that? How do you deal with your distress? How do we behave? Where do we go to? What is our response? What can God say to us today? This is what the Lord has put in my heart. When people get in the way, ask the Lord Jesus. And I just want to pause there. I cannot emphasize to each one of us enough that this is something that you need to present to the Lord Jesus. You'll remember even when Paul arrived in Ephesus, what was the first question he asked the followers there? He said, "Have you received the Holy Spirit?" They said, "Well, we haven't even heard of the Holy Spirit." And he said, "Well, who have you received?" They said, "In all honesty, well, we are following John the Baptist and his teaching." And so Paul laid his hands on them and he shared the truth of the gospel concerning Jesus, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And they received not John, but they received the one that John was pointing to, the one who is far greater that would become behind John, the one who was the only one who could grant salvation and forgive sin and give hope. And Paul said, "You need to give your life to Jesus." And they did, and they received the Holy Spirit. And if you've given your heart to Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit living in you. Ask the Lord Jesus. Ask the Lord Jesus how to respond when people get in the way.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, and he's got so much more to come in this great message called When People Get in the Way. But isn't that last phrase the key there? Asking the Lord Jesus how to respond when people get in the way, or maybe when we get in our own way? Just know that we're here for you. We'd love to pray with you and for you. You can connect with us on our phone line at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or you'll discover that number and other ways to connect on our website at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. It's also a great place to discover what it's like to encourage us by becoming an encourager of the ministry.
Hello, my friends. I want to just personally speak to you for a minute today from my heart to yours. I hope you're having a great day today. I don't think that there's ever been a more better or perhaps important time for us to respond to this world by standing up for righteousness. I know that you'll agree with me. In fact, with this in mind, I'd like to invite you to become an Encourager Ministry partner with me. Together we can impact lives both now and for all eternity. The Daily Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please, let me ask you to call the number provided at the end of today's broadcast and say, I want to become an encourager. Thanks so much for helping me.
That phone number is 866-899-WORD, 866-899-9673, and it will connect you with one of us, happy to give you information on becoming encouragers, but it will also give you an opportunity to speak with someone, have someone listen to you and pray with you 24 hours a day. That number again is 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. Now back to the conclusion of today's message, When People Get in the Way, by Dr. Don Wilton.
You have the Holy Spirit living in you. Ask the Lord Jesus. Ask the Lord Jesus how to respond when people get in the way. What ought we to ask the Lord Jesus to do? Here are four things that I want to share with you straight from this text. First of all, ask the Lord to help you to really understand what's going on. That's what happened here in Ephesus. I've tried to explain this to you. What was going on in Ephesus? Well, I present to you a smorgasbord of every society, every community. Their world was essentially no different to ours. We live in an incredible world, you know. Just drive around today in our motor cars, it seems like there are motor cars everywhere, especially in our community. Hard to get anywhere. People are busy. We've got restaurants. We've got ball games going on. We've got businesses. We've got people being diagnosed with diseases. We've got great hospitals. We've got young people going to school and students going to college and university. We've got people retiring. We've got nursing homes. You've got the activity of the human race and all of us individually. And out here in this big world, there are people who claim and who cling to things, to unknown gods. Ask God to help you really understand where you live. Understand the environment that you're in. As a believer, you really know who you're living amongst. The impact, the vibe, the things that are important, the way people think, the issues that are there. Ask God to give you a sensitivity to the person next to you, to have a deep spiritual understanding. When it came to the Apostle Paul and Ephesus, he was unapologetic. The issue that was going on there was summarized in verse 26 and verse 27. Paul could not in any way condone man-made gods. And that's exactly what was going on. Ask the Lord to help you to understand what's going on. Ask the Lord to help you to know who these people are that are getting in the way. Ask the Lord to help you. Because when you ask the Lord to help you to understand who Demetrius is, God will give to you a spiritual ability to be able to love even the most unlovely people you've ever met in your life. Ask the Lord Jesus by His Spirit to help you to know who these people are. They're in every community. They're everywhere. They're all over the place. Ask God to help you to identify the Demetriuses that are seated next to you and who go to the same shops you go to and who play ball on the same teams with you and who work in the same office with you. This Demetrius, he was a citizen of Ephesus, but unequivocally, Demetrius had seen an opportunity. He capitalized. He was a silversmith. He got together a group of people. He said, man, we got an opportunity to trade on the pagan religiosity of our people. And they began to make these relics and began to sell them. They began to tap into the heart of the paganism of the local people. And eventually they began to build a wonderful business for themselves. Ask God to help you to understand that. And in came Paul. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and only him. Thou shalt have no other gods before you. Jesus Christ is the King. Worship him. No, Artemis can give you nothing, but Jesus can give you everything. And when you ask the Spirit of God to help you to identify in a spiritual way those who oppose the way, God will give to you a spiritual understanding on how to spiritually ultimately reach out to them with the purpose that they too would take a drink of the living water. Ask the Lord to help you to understand what's going on. Ask the Lord to help you to know who these people are. Ask the Lord to help you realize why they are creating such a disturbance against the gospel and against the church and against Christianity. Ask him. There's only one reason, and that's right there in that opening verse, verse 23. The Bible says, they began to become disturbed because of the way, the truth, and the life. This, my friend, is about Jesus. It's about Jesus. I want to know how to respond. So let me give to you four or five things that God will show you. When the Lord Jesus shows you how to respond, a number of things is going to happen. This is what's going to happen. First of all, you're going to recognize the reality of spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare is very real, my friends. Some of you are growing weary in well-doing. I talked to one of my best friends recently about this very subject. Bible says, don't grow weary in well-doing. I look every day like this at a sea of well-doers. You're serving the Lord. You're loving the Lord. You're living for Him. The reality of spiritual warfare, that old devil will wear you down, slap sorry. He'll get into your bone marrow if he can. He'll throw everything at you. And he'll look for your Achilles heel. He'll put up every obstacle. He'll get everybody he possibly can to come and share a little word of criticism with you. He'll try and trip you up in every conceivable way that he can. He'll even send looks your way. He'll leave you out of the popular group. He'll ostracize you. He'll cause you to seemingly suffer loss. He'll make you feel sometimes so wretched you can't even begin to understand it. He'll get right here into your solar plexus. And just when you are serving the Lord so much, he'll come and give you such a shot in the stomach, you'll think you'll never breathe again. Be encouraged, my friend. When you ask the Lord to help you how to respond, he will help you to recognize the reality of spiritual warfare. He will help you to check knee-jerk reactions. By the way, Paul was no exception. If you study this passage of Scripture in verse 30, for example, when this all happened and there was a great response, Paul's knee-jerk reaction was, well, I'm just going to go right into the middle of them and I'm just going to stand up there and I'm going to be one tough guy and I'm going to be put it down the line. That's a knee-jerk reaction. And who doesn't have knee-jerk reactions? We all do. Do you know what the Spirit of God does for us? He tempers our reactions. When you ask God to help you to know how to respond, He'll not only help you to recognize the reality of spiritual warfare, He'll not only help you to check your own knee-jerk reactions, but He will help you to thank God for your spiritual friends. You know, when you look here at Paul in Ephesus, did you notice how his friends suddenly jumped up? Paul said, I'm just going to go over there. I'm going to show them a thing or two. Do they not know they're dealing with a dude who was on the road to Damascus? I know what it's like. I'm going to go there. And the friends jumped in and said, hold on. No, you don't need to go down there. And guess what? He listened to them. And then a whole lot of high-ranking officials who were believers in Asia and other parts got to hear about this, and they started sending word. I guess FedEx was pretty busy back in those days, saying, listen, hold it, Paul, just wait a minute, just listen. Man, what a blessing, what a blessing. I thank God for you spiritual friends. I look out today and, man, I just see them by the dozens. I look into your faces, men and women, and I just thank God for you, spiritual friends, for advisors, for confidants, for spiritual leaders, for people that pour into one another. Listen to one another. Listen to your parents, young people. Listen to your teachers. Listen to your discipleship leaders. Listen to those godly people, those grandparents that God has given to you. Go and sit at their feet and drink from that fountain of wisdom that God has given to them. And you, my friend, will do well when people get in the way. Listen, you ask the Lord how to respond, you'll find yourself on your face saying, Lord Jesus, thank you for my precious friends. And what you'll find when you ask the Lord how to respond, you will expect the unexpected. You'll just expect the unexpected, which means you don't know it's coming, but you'll expect it when it arrives. Because the Spirit of God is already there. If I may say that He provides in your heart and your soul spirit like a spiritual shock absorber. You'll find yourself in your heart saying, well, I'm not surprised that he said this, or she said this, or this happened, or that happened. God will have already prepared your heart. But finally, and I think most importantly, when you ask the Lord Jesus how you should respond to these disturbances that come your way, He will remind you to just trust the Lord Jesus all the way. You know, I just love the way this all ended. I mean, it's amazing. Here comes the chief clerk of the city. He plays a role. He wasn't even a believer. And then he began, and there was such confusion. He began to speak legally, and then he began to this, and then he said, now wait a minute, how does this figure out? And be careful. I mean, God's using somebody that's not even a believer. You don't suppose God can do anything He wants to? And in the final analysis, they all disperse, they go home, and I had to read the next chapter in verse 1 because I just love the way Paul closes this all out. He just gathered all the believers together and what did he do? He just encouraged them. He just gathered them all together. He said, Be blessed, my friends. Hold fast to the truth of God. Love Jesus with all your heart. Make sure you know Him. Keep yourself where you need to be before Christ. Understand that He loves you. Take hold of the Spirit who indwells you. Trust Him. Trust Him. There's a real sense in which when you and I face all kinds of circumstances and we go to the Lord, there's a way in which God says, it's okay. I got it. I got it.
God's got it. Sometimes, though, we want to take it back and put it in our own hands, but God is ready to release you from that responsibility. God's in charge. We are not. I pray that you would let us pray you through the next. Whatever God stirred in your heart through the power of His Word and the preaching of Dr. Wilton, let us pray you through the next step. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or if you'd rather connect keyboard to keyboard, do it on our website at theencouragingword.org. We would love to have a conversation with you and put resources in your hands that will help you understand that when people get in the way, God is so much bigger, so much more empowering to us to do what He would call us to do. And the reality is, when people get in the way, sometimes it's the greatest opportunity for ministry and for growth and for love than we've ever experienced before. Again, the phone number is 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. And before we get away, closing thoughts from our pastor and chief encourager, Dr. Don Wilton.
You know, every single time I get up and have the privilege of being able to share God's Word with you, I pray for you. And I ask God to allow me to see you through my spiritual heart, because I know how much God loves you. I just want you to know that it means a great deal to me that you would write to me, that you would allow us to partner together. Your life is important. It's important, first of all, to the Lord Jesus, every step of every day. But it's also important to me because I'm part of your family. We are part of the family of God. So God bless you, my friend, and thank you for letting me pray for you.
Our time is just about gone, but I just want to remind you, God is doing some remarkable things from Africa to Alaska. Around the globe, people are studying God's Word on a daily basis with Dr. Wilton through a tool we call the Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide. It's available in a number of ways. You can call right now, 866-899-WORD, if you're interested in what we call a hard copy. It's a little booklet that includes 3 months of these wonderful studies with Dr. Wilton, 866-899-WORD. 899-9673 and ask for your copy. We'll be happy to send it to you. But if you're like me and want it electronically, sign up right now online at theencouragingword.org. Just click on the icon for the Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide and you'll receive this email from Dr. Wilton every single day, an email of great encouragement. All the details for that and more are then on our website, theencouragingword.org. Until next time, it's our prayer that you will be encouraged by the Bible itself, God's encouraging word. The encouraging.